Young Simon John is, like one or two others in this catalogue of traditional folk songs, not, in fact, traditional. It was written as recently as the 1960s, so it's still in copyright. Written by Tommy Daniel of Batley, which is a town in West Yorkshire, it tells the story of a young man who's fond of wearing his nightshirt and nightcap in awkward and inappropriate situations. Hilarity ensues. I know of three recordings that have been made, most recently by John Bowden, as part of a folksongaday.com. Before that, in 1992, Folly Bridge sang their version, which introduced some charming group vocal harmonies and dispensed with the finger-picked guitar that comprised the earliest recording I know of, and that's by Bill Price from 1972. All three of those recordings follow roughly the same lullaby tempo. So today, we'll try something different and sing it a cappella a little faster. Enjoy. Now this is the story of young Simon John. He never got donned up or put Sunday clothes on. He well could afford them, but grass were his roots. So he just brushed off the pig muck and blackened his boots. But he was particular about the night clothes he had, so cozy and warm in his own feather bed. So there every night lay young Simon John, with his nightcap and his nightshirt and his long stockings on. Now young Simon John had a voice like a bell. He could have sung in the church choir, but they couldn't stand the smell. But one Christmas concert he was asked to sing, and somebody said some clean clothes they had they would bring him. But Simon was proud, he went off in a huff and told them that he'd really got clean clothes enough. So to sing there on the platform stood a young Simon John, with his nightcap and his nightshirt and his long stockings on. Now Simon got pally with the milkmaid on the farm, and her old father said that they could come to no harm. They would meet there at the stile and just giggle and talk. He daren't even ask her to go for a walk. But she had more hopes, said she'd meet him at the stile, and hoped he'd put clean clothes on once in a while. And when she got to the stile, there were young Simon John, with his nightcap and his nightshirt and his long stockings on. Then there must have been summit in the lad after all. She soon got to love him on pig muck and all. But they didn't let the courting interfere with their work. But during the night time they'd many's the lock. She slept in the back bedroom, him in attic above, and she crept upstairs just to be with her love, and jumped into bed there with a young Simon John, with his nightcap and his nightshirt and his long stockings on. Well, after so many adventures in bed, and the time soon came round when they'd had to get wed, and the old farmer promised him a suit of good yarn if he'd go get measured down in the nearest town. But Simon was gormless, got mixed up with the dates, and when suit arrived, well, it were just too late. So when he went to the altar, he was young Simon John, with his nightcap and his nightshirt and his long stockings on. Now the village at the wedding, they were all in good cheer. There were plenty to eat and there was plenty of beer. They got a farm cottage with no rent to pay, and she started knitting 3 ounces a day. When the happy event, it were all over and done, and they let Simon in to look down at his son. There at the side of his mother lay the new Simon John, with his nightcap and his nightshirt and his long stockings on.